A Jewish Journal article. Mark Ruffalo apologizes for saying Israel committed genocide. Actor Mark Ruffalo issued an apology in a May 24 tweet for his past tweets accusing Israel of genocide against the Palestinians in the recent escalation between Israel and Hamas. The full tweet read, "I have reflected and wanted to apologize for posts during the recent Israel-Hamas fighting that suggested Israel is committing genocide. It's not accurate, it's inflammatory, disrespectful, and is being used to justify anti-Semitism here and abroad. Now is the time to avoid hyperbole. I have reflected and wanted to apologize for posts during the recent Israel-Hamas fighting that suggested Israel is committing genocide. It's not accurate, it's inflammatory, disrespectful, and is being used to justify anti-Semitism here and abroad. Now is the time to avoid hyperbole." Mark Ruffalo, at Mark Ruffalo, May 25, 2021. Some pro-Israel users appreciated Ruffalo's apology. There is conflict, sure. And people of goodwill work for peace. But there is no genocide, Stand With Us Israel Executive Director Michael Dixon tweeted. The genocide lie is used to incite violent, sometimes deadly, anti-Semitism. It matters that you set the record straight and use your voice to reconcile and not divide. Correct. There is conflict, sure. And people of goodwill work for peace. But there is no genocide. The genocide lie is used to incite violent, sometimes deadly, anti-Semitism. It matters that you set the record straight and use your voice to reconcile and not divide. Michael Dixon, at Michael Dixon, May 25, 2021. Former New York Democratic Assemblyman Dov Hyken, who currently heads the Americans Against Anti-Semitism Watchdog, tweeted that while Ruffalo's apology is a positive first step, the real test is in what comes next, to see if he's truly sincere and really understood what was so wrong about such a misnomer. No one expected this apology from Mark. It always takes a level of courage to admit one's mistakes. But the real test is in what comes next, to see if he's truly sincere and really understood what was so wrong about such a misnomer. But it's a positive first step. Clapping hands light skin tone. Dov Hyken, at Hyken Dov, May 25, 2021. Others weren't quite as receptive to the apology. Stop Anti-Semitism suggested in a tweet that Ruffalo's tweet was at the behest of his employers at Disney, as Ruffalo currently plays the Hulk in the Disney's Marvel Cinematic Universe. One word. Disney https://t.co/xhiles7zali. StopAntisemitism.org, at Stop Antisemites, May 25, 2021. Israeli cool blogger David Lang asked Ruffalo if he would also apologize for these falsehoods, posting screenshots of Ruffalo tweeting in 2014 stating that Hamas didn't kidnap the three Israeli soldiers that precipitated Operation Protective Edge that year. He also replied in a response to a tweet stating that Hamas uses its people as human shields. Do you honestly think these people, these fellow human beings, would use their own children as shields? Use your heart. Will you also apologize for these falsehoods? pic.twitter.com/wordofpivan. David Lang, at Israeli Cool, May 25, 2021. Canadian Conservative Party Senator Linda Frum tweeted, Ruffalo has 7.5 million followers. While his retraction is welcome and brave, the original lie, of Jews committing genocide, caused great harm that's difficult to undo. Better to be judicious in the first place. It's not hard to know the facts if you want to. Ruffalo has 7.5 million followers. While his retraction is welcome and brave, the original lie, of Jews committing genocide, caused great harm that's difficult to undo. Better to be judicious in the first place. It's not hard to know the facts if you want to. https://t.co/w9njvtdrrx. Senator Linda Frum, at Linda Frum, May 25, 2021.